What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I am your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1,800 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, fantabulous day. Putting that out into the universe, good energy, good feels. Today we are joined by author and teacher, the wonderful Juan Lee. Hello, Juan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Juan, your latest book, Love Made Simple. What was the inspiration behind this project?
Well, basically, it was the fact that it's so confusing. Love has been made so confusing. I mean, we use it in every area and aspect of our life in the sense of we use it as something that we are attracted to, something that's beneficial to us. But it really has a simple purpose in this experience called life. Mm. And what I wanted to do is to share that with the world.
I love that. So how long did it take for you to complete this book?
Oh, boy. You have to know my story. This is probably the last thing I would have ever thought I would have ever done in my life. I had no ambition or desire to write a book.
Right.
And it goes back to I had an undiagnosed learning disability.
Mm.
And so I really was never a book type of person. You know, me writing a book was going to be as far as the East is from the West.
Right.
And so, but the actual, about 6 years ago, I've been writing probably the last 10 years or so. Mm. But the last 6 years, I started writing with the idea of possibly one day writing a book.
Mm.
And so I started just, so to speak, journaling was what most people would call it.
Right.
And I just kept on writing and writing and writing. And then last year, probably was 19,
right.
I really decided to say, okay, I think I'm really going to try to do this.
Mm.
And I published the book myself in the middle of the pandemic.
Wow. As most authors are born and everyone is kind of, I think the pandemic made everyone think twice about themselves and to kind of push you to do things that you never really thought that you would do. And look, beautiful book out of the project.
I was as surprised to see it as anyone. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I just didn't have a very good academic experience going through school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in special education, and I just didn't, I felt inadequate around anything having to do with academics. And so my journey took me into the Air Force, where that's all we did, and the Air Force was classroom and stuff like that. And so as a result, it was pivotal in my life's journey, because I say that in a sense, the book that I wrote is basically a little bit about my story, because when I graduated from high school, I really felt hopeless. I was lost. I had this learning disability, but it was undiagnosed.
Mm.
I mean, it wasn't diagnosed until I was 37 years old.
Wow.
And so I was very much so just lost. I had no directions. I had heard about love. I mean, I'd been a Christian all my life up to that point. Mm. And as a result, I went into the Air Force because I just didn't see any action, any application of religion.
Mm.
And I saw, you know, the association with God and love and religion, and it was more so confusing than it was anything else. I knew that there was things that I needed, but I couldn't find it. I didn't know the help. I didn't have any ideas to get that help.
Right.
And went into the Air Force, and I saw a system of what love looks like.
Mm.
And that system resembled that of life, of being a part of something bigger than myself.
Right.
And that's what I became a part of in the military, was something bigger than myself, and it had actions associated with it that required attitudes to be able to meet those, to facilitate those actions. life because we realize that we're part of something greater than ourselves as individuals. We are part of humanity. Mm-hmm. And then when mm-hmm. we begin to understand that that system of love that connects us, that get us to that end result of being able to protect and preserve humanity, it allows us to be able to find our place in the system using love to facilitate that outcome. Mm-hmm. And so it was very similar, and it was easy for me because of my learning disability. I needed a system that I learned in the military so that I could operate. And then I began to just apply that same system in my own personal life when I understood that I was a part of something bigger than myself. Right. And it carries me to this day. It's because I look to the system to support humanity. Mm. Because that's what love is. It's the system to support and to protect and to preserve humanity mm. from generation to generation.
Right. Going back to the book, Love Made Simple, for a listener out there that may be listening right now that would say to you, Juan, I've never experienced love. I've never seen love. What is the foundation to life, which ultimately is love?
Well, love is the actions on behalf of another.
Okay.
It's the ability to act on behalf of another, mm. to be able to see over and find the value in each other because we're connected. Right. And when we connect one to another through love, we all win.
Right.
Everybody wins for humanity. We're able to feed each other. We're able to provide those things that each other need because we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. And together, collectively, we succeed. Mm. It's an attitude.
Yeah.
It's the attitude that we begin to apply in our lives. And even when we view how we view ourselves first mm-hmm. and the way we view one another. So it's critical. It's basically the ability to act on behalf of another. It's taking our mindset or our motivations and putting them to action for someone else.
Mm. I also got word that the book actually umbrellas a bigger purpose. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's a nonprofit called Clear Journey. Mm. I mean, it's basically what we do is we make the practical application of love and put it into in a way in which we can apply it in our everyday lives. And it's called Clear Journey. It's for, you know, if we teach teenagers and young adults financial literacy or financial education mm. and attitudes for success. Basically, you know, showing, you know, how they can live a successful life and giving the clarity. You know, mm. so many of us miss the understanding of what life is all about. And so as a result, we find ourselves reacting instead of being proactive mm. and being able to navigate life's challenges. We sometimes end up having to react to life's challenges. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is just provide teens and young adults the clarity necessary so that they can navigate these challenges in a successful manner and not be subject to the pitfalls and things that will prevent them from being able to move forward successfully in life.
Awesome, awesome sauce. Juan, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Not a problem. Let everyone know if they need to get in contact with you to get the book. Of course, that's a great year-round gift that people can be giving all times of the year. But also, if they want to get in contact with the nonprofit as well.
Yeah, for the book, first of all, you can go to juanleetheauthor.com and you can pick up an ebook there. Or you can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get the paperback copy. It's an easy read. It's not that long of a book. We want you to be able to, you know, everybody who purchases the book will be supporting the nonprofit. So I really appreciate any kind of support there. Also, the nonprofit's website will probably be up shortly. Probably I'm looking forward in the next week or so. But it is called clearjourney.org, where you can find out more about that. And I'm, you know, I'm out on all social media. I'm Juan Lee Author on Facebook and Instagram. Love Made Simple on there if anybody's interested to really contact me. Though you can go info@wanlee.com, and I can we can see about opportunities to get together and discuss maybe your journey in life and how love can help assist you.
All right, sounds good, Juan. Thank you so much for bringing some good vibrations. Much more success to you and your whole team and everyone that's back in the movement. Definitely appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.